The July focus of the Right Now website has been the rights of children and youth. The UN Committee on the Rights of the Child has actually just issued its 5-yearly report on Australia's compliance with the Convention on the Rights of the Child. And there is an article on the Right Now website that actually looks at the various findings of that report. Now, interestingly, one of the findings is actually about bullying. And while the committee recognises that the government has taken steps to combat bullying in schools, it encourages the government to do more to train teachers to investigate and address bullying. Interestingly, one of the films that is at MIF actually focuses on these issues of bullying, and MIF is actually using this film as a teaching tool for children and teachers to talk about bully. And funnily enough, the film is also called Bully. Al, could you tell us a little bit more about this film?
Sure. Well, one of the program strands that exists within MIF is called Next Gen, and these are films which are, I guess, specifically there for youth, for young people, for the young at heart as well. A number of them kind of reach out in much more kind of broad terms than simply being for, I guess, for teenagers or those under 18 as well. And yeah, a number of those films do tie into kind of curriculum issues. They do tie into kind of different kind of languages, and they do articulate kind of issues which are, you know, are thought to be of specific interest and relevant to kind of young people in Australia today. And Bully was a film that we knew we wanted as soon as we saw it. It's a film that came with quite a lot of advanced controversy from its American release as well. It actually premiered in Tribeca last year under the name The Bully Project, was acquired by the Weinstein Company. It's a social issue doc that looks obviously at the issue of bullying, and it does so from a number of vantage points. It talks to parents whose young son has committed suicide in the wake of being bullied. It looks at a young girl who was victimized at school. She took a handgun with her in a school bag on the way to school in a bus when she's tormented by one of her bullies, drew the gun, and she was, I think, taken and charged with 44 counts of kidnapping out of that situation. There's a young lesbian teenager who's speaking out against being victimized. It also looks, and it looks in an American context, about the almost absurdist sort of ways that a particular school has tried to kind of force conciliation between bullies and victims, and the way it manages that kind of an issue from the perspective of an administration. It's a very powerful film, and when it was initially released in the States, it went through the MPAA classification board, and it was given an R rating, which is essentially is a death certificate for the audience that it was intended for in terms of getting the message out there. Harvey Weinstein actually refused to take that rating and put into cinemas unrated, which is even more problematic because it, I think, means that exhibitors, it basically comes down to them as to who can and cannot see the film. A number of theatre chains in the States tried to get around this themselves. I think AMC in New York put out a downloadable permission form so that children would be able to go and see the film with their parents' permission and that kind of thing. The thing with the film is that it does interact with some adult kind of themes, or some mature themes at least. But the reason it was given an R rating is because it had 6 instances of the F word in it, essentially, outside of any and all of this. And a lot of people were absolutely irate with the decision, especially in the context of a film like The Hunger Games coming out, which was rated PG-13, which showed teens killing teens, compared to this film, which was geared towards having a positive impact on a social issue, but was rated R for 6 instances of you know, the F word. There was I think the lesbian teenager in the film actually organized a 200,000 person petition to the MPAA to get this re-rated. What eventually ended up happening is that they cut 3 instances of the F word and it went back as a PG-13. So this geared a huge amount of controversy and public interest a few months ago in an American context. When we saw the film, we came out not knowing how that kind of controversy could emerge from a film that has such positive social impact in terms of its reason for being. So we're very proud to have the film within the festival, front and center in the Next Gen program, and obviously geared towards a Victorian school audience where there is huge relevance in terms of this issue, and where we hope that having a film like this will be a really impactful starting point for a number of discussions. Adam have produced a study guide against it for use in school context. We have the director, Lee Hirsch, who is coming out from the States to be a part of it. We have a dedicated panel that is set up with a number of local advocates, people from Headspace, Ruby Rose as their ambassador there, people from Project Rocket, a number of people who will be talking to this issue and that we hope we can really extrapolate some great insight from. But Bully is a film that packs a punch, that really is there to do good for youth audience, and that we hope will be seen widely in the festival.
Thanks, Al. Make sure you get down to MIFF and check out the film Bully.